So my New Year's resolution right now has been, it's been tough on me.
What's your resolution?
Swearing off sniz.
You're swearing off?
I'm done with
sex
it.
Sex with women?
It's sniz in general.
All sniz. You're swearing off?
Yeah.
Like as girlfriends, hard as I can. Or are you talking about?
Girlfriends.
Hooking up.
I mean, I have a hard time hooking up without a girlfriend. I'm not like a fucking dude from a Dracar commercial to be like, hey, what's up, girl? Kind of need to fucking play the game, dude, to get some ass.
I hear you.
So, that's, I mean, I can up? I can one night stand it. Yeah, of course. 2017, no girlfriend. I can one night stand here and there, but it's not. Yeah.
I think you should do that. Otherwise, you're going to get pretty weird.
What, if I get no ass?
Yeah, if you get no ass for a year.
Oh, if I don't get ass for a month, I turn into a psycho, dude. I'm going to get ass. But I'm
gonna, I
don't want
to see you be a psycho. I've seen you be a psycho the last 24 hours. I did not like it.
What the fuck did I do? You want to talk about UFC 2?
You know exactly what you did.
Losing the video game?
Yeah, you lost in the video game and hailed it like your face got red. I saw your face was red. Yeah, like, oh, God, it was so funny.
I played UFC 2 all day in hopes of being the best at a video game for once in my miserable life at this house. Fucking, I came back, like, out of a nightmare. Like, 10 people came back from Helium Comedy Club to play with us. I've been practicing all day and just got my ass kicked by everyone. People who never even played before.
Yeah.
I was so fucking mad. I was standing behind Shane, like, thinking that, like, I could, like, sneak him in the face or choke him and run upstairs.
So he actually, before our fight started, we had two equal fighters, and he even made a note of that. It was like, all right, good. They're even fighters. There's no excuses. And then as soon as it ended, people were, like, yelling, and he was like, yelling back at them, totally serious. Like, you're the best fighter in the game.
I was absolutely depressed.
You were totally crabby swirly.
I was you absolutely crabby swirled out. I was like, what is this? I went right to bed.
He went to bed.
I went right to bed.
That was mean to me this morning.
I wasn't mean to you.
You were funny. Yeah, I get it. You were joking around, but you were like, get up.
Oh, yeah.
Get out. You got to get to the gym. I was like, right.
Yeah, there was still some lingering, I guess.
I could tell there was definitely, like, you were kidding, but there was definitely like a layer of like,
you were on my mind.
Fuck,
I woke
you.
I woke up this morning like, let me fucking wrestle him up, dude. That motherfucker. I fucking suck at video games, dude. I'll never be
good.
Yeah,
but you got heart. You always keep playing them.
I know, dude. I try. It gets me so sad. I spent literally 6 hours here by myself. I was doing the fucking training drills. I'm, like, trying to block shit. I was doing that thing where I was, like, theorizing the games against me. I'm like, I'm clicking the buttons. Is that
Well, you always, you're a big button masher.
I'm not a button masher.
You are. Yeah, you are.
I'm not a button
That's
masher.
That's why your ground game in UFC is horrible.
I do hit a lot of buttons.
You don't hold the fucking thing down. You're like,
I get so nervous, dude.
I'm in the fucking Revenant every night.
You are.
It's so cold.
Got that space heater. That's your, like, horse skin you hide inside of.
Just in there, just, if I'm hungover, just thinking about the worst things of my life. Just cold.
Yeah. I had, like, a really nice, yesterday I woke up and I was like, yeah, this is going great, blah, blah, blah. Everything's going to be great. And then I played UFC and I was like, right back and like, you're a fucking loser, dude. You suck.
I've never seen someone take a video game loss like that.
Dude, they fucking crushed me. When I had Red Dead Redemption at my old house, I played nonstop for like 3 weeks, 12-hour shifts a day. It got deleted, and I was literally depressed for 10 days.
That does suck.
That's why I swore
it's
off video games.
A lot of hard
games.
Work.
Yeah, dude. It's a lot of wrangling up a lot of Indians, dude. Fucking, I was lassoing dudes and dragging them.
Yeah, that game's fucking awesome.
So good.
Damn, this is a nice video game podcast.
Yeah, it is. All for naught. We should have a video game podcast. Well, I quit, so we can't have them.
I don't know. All we play is, like, sports video games. And,
that's why I fucking
and
lose.
Nerds wouldn't listen.
That's
only
true.
Fucking cool-ass dudes like us play sports games.
I don't even count, dude. I'm not any good.
Yeah, but you try.
I do try. I try hard, dude.
You're going to get a fucking knockout on me. You're going to knock me out.
Yeah, but it's not going to feel good.
Fights. Yeah, it will. You're going to go nuts, dude.
But I quit, dude. I quit forever.
I might honestly let you win.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I'm gonna give you one.
Nah, dude.
You need one.
No
dude.
Way. I didn't tell you. I told you about my Street Fighter days, dude.
You were unstoppable at Mortal Kombat.
That's Mortal
just
Kombat,
a classic
yes.
Button masher game, dude.
Exactly. Dude, I fucking when I had Street Fighter on my phone, that was the worst.
What
when I down, I told you about that.
Oh yes.
When I fucking,
fucking
downloaded
funny.
Street Fighter.
Back when I was
married, dude, there was times, well, obviously, I was not very happy with being married, so that was also a very dark time for me. Basically, all my 20s have been a dark 10 years. So I, just for a little, like, fucking respite from my like just sadness. I downloaded
respite.
I think it's respite for a little respite for just a break in the fucking clouds of my life, dude. I downloaded Street Fighter on my iPhone for I paid $3.99. And you got to play people from around the world. I'm like, man, this is great. I'm going to do this before I go to bed every night. So I'd lay down next to my ex-wife, who was usually angry at me for something, and she'd be like, will you shut your phone off? I'm like, shut up, I'm playing this game. And I went 0-75 over the course of 2 weeks. I never won. I won. It was a two-round thing. I won one every now and again, one match, but I always lost the best out of three. Just dudes with fucking just guys from China, little eight-year-old boys from China just beating my ass every night.
Dude. You went.
I was so sad.
0-75,
and I deleted it.
And then
I deleted the game.
That is so fucking funny.
I was so fucking mad,
dude. Just the thought of you laying in an unhappy marriage, just laying in this bed every night, and you're like, finally an escape. And you just get your ass beat every fucking night.
Every time I was like, your fighter is, and I would see like all these fucking Chinese wingdings. I'm like, ah, fuck, this guy's gonna ruin me. God damn it. Wingdings. Every time I saw Sanskrit, I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Done.
That makes me so happy.
That gives me flashbacks, dude. When I'm getting fucking submitted, I'm just in my bed in my head, like, losing Street Fighter to fucking Chinese boys. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Last night, I was playing some Wing Ding songs for Wing Ding songs. That doesn't sound good. On Spotify, I can control. So when someone's down in our living room playing Madden or something late at night, I can play my Spotify through the PlayStation. So, like, I'll just play a bunch of Asian. Like, I found the top 40 in fucking Taiwan and just played that over and over again. It reminds me of Christmas. My dad got an Alexa.
Uh-huh.
And so he had the whole family was over, and he was kind of like trying to show it off. Be like,
yeah,
Alexa, play like Nat King Cole. And I had my Spotify do it. So I would just play like the Yin Yang Twins. He'd be like, Alexa. And then he'd be like, turn, he'd be like, Alexa, volume down. I'd just turn it up the whole way. He'd be like, God damn it.
Dude, there was a karaoke bar. I think it's Yakitori Boy. So it was like a Korean karaoke bar.
Oh, boy. Here and he goes. Dude.
No, no, no.
What are you going to say this time?
Nothing bad. But I was there. I was with like coworkers or whatever. I used to work in an office, like a real estate office. So we're all out at like this karaoke bar. It was like a company team building thing. And I'm all drunk, and how it works here is they just have a microphone. When it's your turn, you know your song, and someone hands you a mic. So they play, like, Korean, like, top 40 hits in Korean, and no one took the mic. So I went on stage, I was like, oh!
Oh, my God, dude.
I thought I was just singing, I was trying to sing along to the song. I wasn't trying to be a dick. And the whole place went silent, and someone was like, boo. All my coworkers were like,
damn,
all right, dude.
You've been racist as fuck.
I didn't think that would be bad. No one took the mic, so I decided.
Of course that's bad, dude. You can't
I know
get
a little
on
Korean.
Sing in a fucking
yeah, but
Korean
I know
voice.
A little, I know how to speak
you know,
a little Korean.
You know, like, two fucking
and
words.
Annyeonghaseyo is hello. Pikyu you know. Is move. I was in a warehouse. I'd be like, Pikyu. Let's get out of the way. Pikyu. That was my 20s, dude. Getting yelled at by Koreans in a beer warehouse. Getting married and losing to fucking Street Fighter.
Yeah, Asians have fucking tortured you, dude.
They fucking killed. I said,
oh, what were you saying last night about your fucking? Or was that today?
What?
A conversation. Oh, about somebody being loud or something.
Who?
Your ex.
Oh yeah, dude. That was last night. That was like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One of my exes, her friend, would like make it a point to remind me. She was like always bring up my ex's ex-boyfriend in front of me and be like, oh my God, you guys were like, remember how like loud you guys were and I have to tell you to be quiet, like alluding to them having loud, vicious sex.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there like, all right.
That's terrible.
Well, I never wanted people to be able to get in my head, so I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. But in my head, I'd be like, what the fuck?
It is funny how when I can see you when somebody's in your head.
Oh, yeah. I'm
it's
done.
So funny.
I go, all the light from my eyes just drains.
You get fucking
I can't,
crazy.
I dude. Can't hide anything. My
well,
face.
When we play NHL, that's the only time I really see it.
I get real quiet.
I saw if somebody, like the time we went to Stress Factory and somebody took it, somebody was like,
I was going
to
kill that fucking guy.
Dude,
I was going to kill
freaked.
Him.
I was like, oh my God, calm down.
I didn't like that guy anyway.
Yeah, of course not.
And
but,
it was just like, what a fucking... Yeah, I was mad. I was being a dick. I was being a pussy about it.
Oh,
I just,
so
I didn't
funny.
Like my set, and I just got off. And this
got
this
off.
Fucking nerd came up and started talking to me, and it was just the fact that I couldn't say anything. I was like, fucking kill this kid. I went up to him afterwards.
Yeah.
Told well, you about that.
What'd
he was
you do?
He was hugging his girlfriend, and I went behind him, and I, like, right in his ear, I was like, all right, man, I'll see you later. And I, like fucking around, I, like, leaned in. I'm like, if you ever say that shit, I'll fucking kill you. And he, like, looked over. I was like, no, I was like, I'm kidding. He was like... I was like, fucking pussy. It was like right in front of his girlfriend. That's horrible. Oh, man.
Yeah, I only really see somebody get in your head now when we play NHL.
Yeah, which doesn't happen
now. If I beat
now.
You in video games, I can tell you're mad.
Certain games.
UFC got you fired up.
UFC, I was very upset.
Like, I'm going to bed.
I practiced for like 3 days. I was like, finally a game I can beat Shane in. I know a little bit. I know about the sport. And, dude, I just fucking got fried. I got beaten by like people who never even played before. Yeah. Everyone beat me that night.
Yeah, that was tough.
God, I was so upset. Then I start thinking about the hours I spent practicing a video game and the fact that I was a loser for playing video games and a loser for being bad at them. And it was just like a... It sucked.
That's a world of just chaos.
What?
That mind.
What, a video game?
Like losing a video game and being like, I'm a fucking loser.
Oh, it's insane. That's it's wild. Literally the same exact thing to me as like losing something that's actually meaningful.
Fuck, dude. That's a very sexist philosophy Matt what? Has.
What, oh, that no. Everyone's men yeah. mostly are motivated to get ass?
Not
men.
Fuck yeah.
I'm trying to win an NHL fucking Stanley Cup, dude. Do you think
that's
anybody,
true.
You think that's to get pussy?
That's true.
That's what I'm doing in the dark. I'm doing that alone. Trying to win a title, dude.
Fuck. That's I can't put my finger on what motivates what that. That's almost kind of funny.
Dude, I was driving home. I was driving home the other day, and I was like, man, I really am totally off the fucking grid. Like, I was just driving back to Mechanicsburg again.
Yeah.
Then I drive back to Philly. Then I'm like, all right, I'll do a podcast and open mic. All right, I got a show. I'll go do a show. Get like $200. I'm like, sick. I'm rich. And then I just, dude, I'm a fucking vagrant. Dude. It was a weird moment to like be driving at night and just be like, I got nothing to do. Holy shit.
You start feeling crazy. Like the bad guy from the Dennis the Menace movie. He was like eating an apple off a knife.
Can of beans.
That's such a specific. I have not seen that, but I just like
reference. No, I get that reference a lot. Because I lived off beans for a summer.
My one thing with video games against the computer is that when I realize I'm playing the computer, it freaks me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm playing the computer and losing, and then I get upset about losing to the computer. I'm like, what the fuck? What am I? I'm playing against a weird like algorithm. I just stop and I go to my room and I'm like, shit.
I don't get pissed when I lose. I actually am like, oh, sick, dude. My team's got motivation this offseason, dude. Fuck them. We're coming for the Capitals, dude. Like, it's a weird. Yeah.
They make some games easier.
Really?
Because they're so hard. Like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
If the AI, like, if they just played perfectly, they would fucking crush you every time.
Yeah. So how do they do that?
They dumb it down on purpose. So they like make them like if you played chess against the computer, if you play it on like hard, it's gonna win every time. So they make mistakes on purpose, which is cool.
That's scary.
Like the computers are like,
whoa. Yeah. Wow. That's weird to think about.
Yeah. Shit. Nah, I don't know. I don't think the computer can't stop me on Heisman when I'm playing college football.
True.
So I don't think there's a way to stop
me. They're not. Yeah. Some games they just can't. You're just unbeatable.
Yeah. Who was the guy who played the computer in chess? What was that guy's name?
Kasparov. He played Deep Blue.
That's me. I'm the Kasparov of NHL. not NHL. I can't win a cup. I'm the Kasparov.
The computers, they got nothing NCAA. On real football.
Did
they
he beat Deep Blue?
Yeah. Fuck.
You want to play football, real football against a computer?
Yeah, they got nothing there yet.
He'll fuck you up soon.
It's a Roomba with like a knife. I don't know.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Shit, fuck ass.
To celebrate a birthday as a man...
I don't fuck with
it. It's weird.
I actually, you know what I did today for my birthday?
What's that?
Had my whole family over and cooked and labored for them.
That's
I didn't let them clean anything.
Christ-like.
I was just like, you know what?
You wash their feet.
You should sit out. Exactly. I'm like, for what?
Whew.
I'm going to serve you guys. I'm not into fucking celebrating my birthday, dude.
Yeah.
I will say I treated myself to a downloading a tower defense game on my phone last night.
Happy birthday, bro.
Dude,
fuck, I didn't know it was your brother. I got you something.
I don't give a fuck. I'm hungover.
I know you don't, Matt,
I'm
but
hungover.
I care.
I'm literally hungover from playing a game on my iPhone. I woke up with like a headache from staying up till like 1 in the morning from like leveling
How's
up.
How's your tower, though?
That's fucking good, dude.
Is it
the problem was I tried to delete it, and then I downloaded it again, saved my fucking game. So like I'm playing this thing, and like I'm like, I should go to sleep. I'm going to play one more time, one more wave of these things. And I'm like fortifying my walls.
That's
my archers are going up. I got the dudes on horses, the cow. But again, it's like it's such a dumb fucking thing because it's like I'm just sitting here. Really, there's like a bunch of images, and I'm just shuffling ones and zeros. And you know, like you upgrade your guys.
Yeah.
But then like the opposition gets a little bit better. So you're really not making any real progress.
No.
You're just sitting there just like, and then like meanwhile, all these advertisements are popping up and you're like, and I'm like, I feel like you're such a fucking idiot. But it's like that shit like casinos do.
you get into this thing, it's like the flow state where you're just like, you're not really doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, my walls are changing, but then like now they got
these fucking... I play video games for hours.
Dude, it's fucking... It's embarrassing. Crushes me, man.
It's embarrassing now.
Oh, I stayed up all late. I told Brittany I was going to delete it. She called me playing it again today, and I was like, I deleted it finally. Like, I can't stop fucking building my village, dude.
Dude, I have days, yeah. Like back-to-back days with zero anything scheduled. I'll fucking sit down and play a video game for like 7 hours.
See, I can't, yeah.
And then just like, I'll look at the clock and be like, Jesus Christ, it's 3 a.m.?
Damn.
This is pathetic.
Yeah, man.
And then you are hungover.
I literally woke up this morning. I'm like, there's something about like, it's like holding the way you have to like hold your phone with your little T-Rex arms up to your eyes. Yeah. Like, I woke up with like a monster fucking headache and was just like, I'm a fucking loser.
Yeah, I did slow down. Red Dead Redemption didn't help. True. But yes. Because it's like, I'm actually like not enjoying it. Yeah. That's the thing.
That sucks.
Like, if I want to do it, I'll fucking sit down and ball out.
Dude, I get this feeling when I play those kind of games. Like, I'm like fucking lighting my life on fire, where I'm just kind of burning it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, it's funny because I have that feeling and I'm just like, ah, fuck it. My life sucks anyway. And just keep doing it.
Hell no, dude.
Yeah.
No way.
That's why you're a shaman.
I mean, not for long. I don't think it's sucked. It was embarrassed I got sucked into this thing.
It's all right. That happens.
I have these little cell phone games, I fucking freak out and become like super obsessed with it. Like, dude, I couldn't stop playing it last night, dude. I couldn't
go to
sleep.
What time did you stop? How long did you play?
I sat there. I went to go to bed. I was in bed at 9:30 last night.
I didn't put the fucking thing down until
1 o'clock. And I just, dude, I was like, you got to rip through like 10 battles, and then you get a little gem, and then you fight like a boss. And then you can go out and like conquest and fight a little other villages, and then they start giving you money. So then, like, if you put your phone down, I have like basically all of fucking Italy conquered, and like, because it's like a Roman Empire.
Oh, nice!
It's fucking awesome, but it's fucking so stupid.
Yeah, go get the Gauls, dude.
Eventually, they like figure out when you get bored, and they like change the color of the guy coming at you. There'll be a guy's in a green costume now, and I'm like, oh fuck, new guys.
The
and
green
like,
guys are coming.
They're like, oh god, it is the Gauls. I'm like, oh my god, the Gauls.
The Gauls are here, dude.
Jesus
what about
Christ.
The Huns? You run into them yet?
I have like 40. If I collect 40 more diamonds, I'll unleash the Barbarian King, and that guy will be like part. He's there with the hero who will go out. So, I mean, yeah.
There's a lot going on. You got a lot to get to.
The fact that I deleted my game and it's still there fucked me up. So I'm like, fuck. It's all still there. And then, dude, since like my bank's going and all my fucking everywhere I've colonized, they actually use the word colonized, which is hilarious.
Sick.
And so it's like all my colonies, when I put the game down, it's still accumulating, so I open it up, and I just have this vast amounts of wealth.
Dude,
it's like, oh my
speaking
God.
Speaking of colonizers.
What?
Got a little juicy tip on Facebook.